Hello everybody and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning into Chit Chat Cafe Live. This show airs every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about the show and to listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And now here are your hosts of Chit Chat Cafe Live, Lisa and Nancy.
Nancy, and it's time for Chit Chat Cafe Live. Oh, it's a great time to unwind. Enjoy some chit chat with us. We're excited. Tonight, our guests are jewelry designer Melania Trump. Later, we're joined by 13-year-old movie critic Jackson Murphy and author Karen Reinhart. Well, we are very excited. Lisa and Betty Ann, isn't it thrilling to have Melania Trump on our Chit Chat Cafe Live show?
It's very exciting. And she's a lovely lady. We've been talking to her a little bit off the air. Beautiful lady. She has a lot to talk about.
We do. Well, let's get right to it. Mm-hmm. I am so honored and proud. Melania Trump is a model, a mother, involved in many charitable works, and we are excited tonight to hear about her Melania timepiece and jewelry collection. Welcome, Melania.
How are you? Nice to be with you both.
Well,
we have
a lot to talk about.
We do. It's a very exciting time and very busy time for me.
Well, how did you ever get involved in designing jewelry other than you do have your college degree in design? Was that in jewelry?
Well, you know, I'm passionate about beauty, fashion, design. So I study design and architecture. So it's always in me. It's my passion. And when I was approached to design the collection of jewelry and timepieces, I was really excited because I have many, many ideas, and I like to put them on the papers and sketch them. And I'm really involved from A to Z about every piece. And then when everything comes to life and I see first sample, it's really something exciting and creative and something that really comes from my heart.
Well, we know that you will debut your new pieces for this sixth show exclusively on QVC on October 17th. Now, you're going to be on from 1 to 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. How will that be for you?
Well, it's great. You know, it's I've been on for many, many times already. This is my sixth collection, and I had before many different times on QVC, and they're very professional to work with, and it's great to reach millions and millions of homes in that hour or 2 hours that I'm on, and, you know, talk with women and see their reaction. And they really love the pieces that I design, and I'm glad because I really want to offer women across the country to have something that they could enjoy, they could have fun, because everything what I design is between $30 till under $200. So it's affordable. You could buy it for yourself, and you don't need to break a bank. And it's really something to have fun with it. And no matter where you're going, you know, I'm a mom, I'm a businesswoman, I'm a wife, so my life is very busy. And everything what you do, you could find the pieces in my collection to wear it. With any outfit, if you wear just a jeans and a t-shirt, and if you put a beautiful watch on, you could really complement the outfit. So I'm really excited to have a sixth collection out. And everything what is inspired by is by my jewelry box and also my three cities that I call home. It's New York, Paris, and Palm Beach.
Exactly. We're very excited, Melania, that you will debut several never-before-seen pieces designed around these three cities that you call home. One of them is an island watch from your Palm Beach collection?
Correct. I have an island watch. I have a tennis watch that I love to play tennis, and I'm always looking for something that doesn't bother your wrist. And also, after you could wash it when you stop playing it, I also design a beautiful bracelet. It's a Christmas bracelet that I call that it's inspiration from my own jewelry box that my husband gave it to me. But this piece, it's really breathtaking and something to buy for somebody that you love, for your wife, for your sister, for your mother, for Christmas. It's a perfect timing and perfect gift.
Well, I really would like to hear about your engagement ring from the Paris collection that's modeled
that
perfectly.
Correct.
After your gift from your husband, Donald Trump.
Yes, the engagement ring, very popular, and I had it in the last collection, was very successful. And it's a, you know, it's a statement piece. It's really something special that stays with me all the time. I wear it all the time. It was a special piece from my husband.
Well, that's exciting. I'm also very interested. I love bracelets. And I'd like to hear about your Barron's bracelet that was designed and inspired by and given to you by Donald on the birth of your son, Barron.
It's a special bracelet, yes. And it was a surprise from my husband. And it's a Barron bracelet that it really sparkles. And I created for women across the country to wear it, to buy it. It was a big success. And it's still available on QVC.com. You could just go online and see it and, you know, order it for yourself. It's really a special piece. It's from Paris collection. It's a lot of stones. And you could wear it for any occasion that you go out for dinner with the special ones, or if you have a special engagement, or also if you just go in the office and you want to feel a little bit more chic and wear it with a black dress and really compliment you.
Well, Melania, we are so thrilled. Again, you'll be on QVC October 17th from 1 to 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and on October 20th from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I know that all of our Chit Chat Cafe Live listeners like to pre-order, including ourselves. So we'll be watching.
That's fantastic, yes. I'm looking forward to, you know, chatting with the ladies, too. It's always fun when they call in.
Well, we might have to call in.
That's great. I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
Well, hi, Melania. This is Betty Ann.
Hello, Betty Ann.
I would love to ask you about something called your Mrs. Post ring. Can you tell us what inspired you to create that?
The post ring?
Yes.
Yes, it's a special piece because Mar-a-Lago, a home, a second home in Palm Beach that my husband bought, it was owned by Mrs. Post, and everything was designed inside the house, was inspired for me to design that ring. And you could see really in the ring the elegance, the glamour that she had. So that was really inspiration, and it's a beautiful statement piece in the gold setting with the emerald stone. A really special piece when you put it on the hand, on the finger.
That sounds lovely. I just think it's so interesting how you find your inspiration with the different pieces that you create. One, for example, called the Empire State Necklace. Can you just say, you know, talk a little bit about that? Because, I mean, obviously that was your inspiration, but can you describe how you first thought about that?
Yeah, I love designing pieces. It's from inspiration from my lifestyle. And, for example, the Empire State Necklace, the inspiration what inspired me, it's Empire State Building, because I lived on 57th Street and on 5th Avenue, and I could see from my office when I design and when I work Empire State Building. And that was the inspiration with the beautiful lines going, the way the architecture of the building is up to the sky. So that was inspiration for the piece Empire State Necklace, that it's available now in October on QVC on October 17 and October 20 that I'm on. And I will talk more about that bracelet then as well. But it's really a beautiful piece that you could wear it with the white blouse or with the black turtleneck. And it's really something that, you know, you could enjoy it from morning till night.
That's okay. Wonderful. I can't wait to watch. Can't wait to watch the show. I love watching the shows.
Yeah. And you're so beautiful and glamorous. It makes you feel like you're going to look like you if we buy your jewelry.
Thank you.
I know you're involved in a lot of charitable works.
Yes.
Tell us about
a lot of charitable works. I really like, I always feel that, you know, it's great to give back, and I like to help charities that I'm passionate about. I was chairing last year American Heart Association. We raised a lot of money, the most ever. And I'm chairing another ball next year at Mar-a-Lago as well. It's Dana-Farber. It's a cancer society. Mm-hmm. And also for children, Memorial Sloan Kettering Center, I'm very involved with. And, you know, I like to help unfortunate in life, and we always need to help others, and my schedule is very busy, and with charity work, with business, with my son, with my husband, my schedule is very busy, but, you know, I enjoy every minute of it.
Can you give our listeners some tips on how you stay sane with all this stuff that you do?
I'm very organized.
Okay.
And I think it's very important to be organized, have a schedule. And, you know, my priority is still my boy, Baron. He's 5 years old, and my husband. First, I'm a mother, a wife, and then a businesswoman. And, you know, I think you need to be organized. I think you need to have a great schedule. And I'm still a mom first. It's very important for me, and I'm a very hands-on mom. So, and all the other stuff, I'm teaching my son as well, you know, regarding a charity and regarding business. So it's a balancing act.
Well, you sound like you are very, very, you make it sound possible that you really can have it all. Well, now, what do you do on your free time? You must have to take time for yourself, because you need that for, you know.
I do.
Happy.
I love to play tennis. I mm-hmm. love to go for a Pilates. I love to have a workout, or just to relax, to have a massage, go to the spa, or just to, you know, to be at my own home spa that I have, that I build in New York. I have a room that, you know, I could relax. So I think it's very important to find the time for yourself to recharge your batteries, to put your mind in the peace. Because then if you take care of yourself, you take care of other people. And very important for every woman, even if it takes, you know, half an hour for yourself, and just to be in peace and centered mind, and you get focused again.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Melania, what is your next venture? Do you have something else that you're going to be working on that we can look forward to? Or?
Well, I have many, many ideas. We will see. Maybe soon something else, but maybe it's too soon to announce it.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll look forward to mm-hmm. it.
Great.
Well, we were wondering, what do you and Donald enjoy doing when you have time to relax?
We love to go out for dinner. We just love to be together. And, you know, just even if we stay home, we watch news, we watch television. We go out to the concert, to Broadway shows, to go for travel. We went in Europe this summer. So just to be together. We always have fun. And I think that's the most important thing, to be together with the family. And, you know, we love to have fun. And my husband loves to play golf. And my son also. So we go many times, you know, to play golf together. And I just finished this afternoon playing tennis with Baron, so it was fun. And, you know, the last days of summer, then he's starting kindergarten, so we are just looking forward for those last few days of freedom.
Well, that will be wonderful. Brace yourself. We've all been there with our children going to kindergarten, and it's a wonderful event in life, but it will also bring tears of joy and love.
I agree, you know, he's growing up so fast, but it's exciting, and it's a new step in the life, and now I guess, you know, the life and the mornings and early mornings really begins for him. So it's another step for him and for me and my husband. But it's great, it's exciting, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, that's exciting.
That is. That's wonderful. You sound like you have a lot of wonderful things going on in your life. And we're happy
it's
for fun.
You're
a beautiful lady.
Oh, thank you. I just think you need to, you know, keep positive and, you know, keep going and, you know, just work hard and, you know, be organized and be focused and listen yourself what you really like. And, you know, I think that's, you will be happy. The only thing you could make yourself happy, nobody else.
Absolutely. You have a wonderful attitude and you're a very smart woman. We really are so honored to have had you on our show tonight, and we hope you'll join us again.
Thank you.
And we wish
I'm looking
you
forward to talking to
your jewelry.
Soon.
We're going to be watching
Thank
you.
Thank
And
Thank
we have
you
your
so
link
much.
Up on our website so that so our listeners can tune in.
Great.
And good luck with Baron going to kindergarten.
Thank you so much. Nice talking to you all.
You too. You have
Thank
a good
you,
night.
Thank you, Melania.
Thank you so much.
Have a good weekend.
This was an honor.
Bye-bye.
Thank
Bye.
You, Melania.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Got it. She's just incredible. Beautiful.
Well, our Twitter is going crazy with people talking about her jewelry.
She's a woman. Yeah.
She is. She's so smart. You could tell. She's just so articulate.
Wonderful.
Oh,
we're so honored. I can't wait to have her back again.
I know. Really lovely. Anyway, we're going to be taking a commercial break, and we're going to come back with a 13-year-old dynamo, Jackson Murphy.
And now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live.
Welcome back, everybody. We have a really cool guest next. I want to introduce Jackson Murphy. He's a 13-year-old acclaimed movie critic. Jackson started his career at age 7 and a half. He's a regular contributing critic on Ebert Presents at the Movies. Jackson's also a 4-time New York Emmy nominee, and in 2010 became the youngest person ever to win a New York Emmy Award. Welcome, Jackson.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, this is a pleasure. You're the man, I'll tell you. You got a cool career going on.
Thank you very much.
Tell us how you got started. It's
basically,
7 and a half. I guess you like movies, huh?
Yeah, I had liked movies at a really, really young age. In fact, I had started even going to the drive-ins when I was a year old. And I just loved movies all my life. And I've been going to a lot of events for a local radio station. And they had been wanting me to do something for them, so they offered me to do movie reviews. So I went with it, I took the risk, and I decided to do that, and that was in January of 2006. And then about a year and a half later, we went into doing the website, lights-camera-jackson.com, which is still up and running today, and then pitched this idea to a local TV station. So I've been doing movie reviews for a TV station in the area called YNN for about 3 years now.
Well, but we saw you on the Today Show. So you're getting around with the big time.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I was just on the Today Show. I'm going to be on again actually Sunday morning. So, yeah, that's been a lot of fun.
Natasha, I know you went to a lot of movies this summer.
Yeah, I've been to about 25 to 30 of them. It's been a very busy summer.
Now, do you just go on the movies on your own, or do you get special screenings? How does this work? Give us all the scoop.
Well, sometimes I get to go to critic screenings with myself and a parental guide, depending on who it is, and then a couple of the other critics in the area. And then sometimes there's an audience with us as well at preview screenings. But during the school year, it's usually on a Friday night where I go to a film, and then I write the review immediately when I get home. I actually take notes in the car on the way home, then immediately write my review, post it on the website, and then wake up the next morning and go on the TV station and do some segments for them.
Now, do you go into rated R movies?
No. I mean, I've done a couple, but I don't review the raunchy R-rated, the hangover types. I'm not there quite yet, thankfully, at this point. I'm more geared toward the family films, the G, the PG, and the PG-13 films, especially the popular PG-13 superhero action films.
Oh, okay. Now, give us an idea of, give us a day, like a typical day when you're, going to critique a film. Like, what do you do? Do you take your dad with you?
Yeah, I mean, he usually, drives me there and goes to the movies. I mean, my mother only goes to the more chick flick type films, but she enjoys going to those. But usually we go to a theater, and if it's on a Friday night, just either buy the tickets or, depending if it's a preview screening, we walk in and then sit next to the critics or in an audience and then watch the movie and then, again, on the way home in the car, take some notes. Yeah, I don't do it during the movie. I guess, and I think the method has worked out okay for me so far. I just think it'd be, I guess in my opinion, just a little hard to keep track of everything while you're writing stuff down, but I still respect the people who do that. And then afterward, just write my review and then immediately put it to the site. And then the next morning, a Saturday morning is crazy because then I go into the TV station. Then I also write a column for a local newspaper as well. So I do that on Saturday afternoons, and that gets published into the newspaper on Sunday mornings.
That's cool. Does everybody at your school know about all this?
Yeah, they do, and actually they think it's great, and we have lots of discussions on different films, get into some good conversations, and sometimes the studios actually send me little props and things to give out to my classmates, and they really enjoy that, and I've also taken them to a couple films over the last few years as well, which has been a real treat for them.
I bet you're one of those popular kids at school. Have you been to any world premieres yet, like on the red carpet?
I was actually just on the red carpet recently for the Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 premiere, and that was wild. Tons of celebrities were there, and I got to interview a few of the stars. Really crazy experience, but one I will never forget. It was a lot of fun.
Did you meet J.K. Rowling while you were there?
No, she wasn't there, actually, but Daniel Radcliffe was there, and Rupert Grint, and Emma Watson, and some other people, Mark Sanchez, Seth Green, America Ferrera, Melissa Joan Hart. So even people that aren't in the Harry Potter films were there to support the movie. And, I think I got some good interviews.
Wow, that's really cool.
Thank you.
Now, you've met Mr. Ebert?
Yes. It was just an honor to meet Roger Ebert in Chicago when I did Ebert Presents at the Movies for three segments for them a few months ago. And he has been one of my idols since I was very young to be doing what I'm doing today, him and Regis Philbin. And it was just an honor to meet him and his wife at his home in Chicago. They're just so nice, and I was so honored to not only get to meet them but also work on their show.
You are a very articulate, mature-sounding young man. I think you have great things in your future.
Thank you very much.
Betty Ann, did you want to ask Jackson anything?
Well, Jackson.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Betty Ann.
Hi.
When you get, how are you?
Good. You?
You sound like you're like 20 years old.
Thank you.
You're very articulate. I mean, I'm very, very impressed by everything that you've been discussing tonight. One thing I wanted to find out, and I think this is really important, when you go to these movies, do you get popcorn?
No. I am not a popcorn or a candy or a soda guy. Occasionally a water if I need it, but most of the time just go right into the movie, no refreshments. But at the local movie theaters where I go to, occasionally the pizza's pretty good as well, but usually it's nothing. It really is nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's one thing I just always seem to think it goes together, the popcorn in the movie, or, you know, the giant candy box. Yeah. Milk duds, where the other boxes, they have the giant size, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you can tell us this, but what is your favorite movie of all time?
I've always loved the Disney animated classic Beauty and the Beast, ever since I was very young. It's just got a perfect story to it, memorable characters. The animation is astounding. Just a lot of fun to watch, and I've just loved watching it over and over and over again since I was very young. And recently, about a year ago, they had a sing-along, so it was actually the first time I had gotten to see the movie on the big screen, and that was a great experience. So, yeah, I just love watching the movie, and the Broadway show was terrific as well.
Oh, yeah, okay. And what is who is your favorite actor or actress?
Sometimes, you know, somebody can have a good performance in a movie, and this goes with directors as well, but then the next movie, they might not be that good or as good, so you don't think they're... I really don't have favorites, because, for example, with a director like Jon Favreau, I liked his work for the Iron Man films, but recently I saw Cowboys and Aliens and was really disappointed. It wasn't fun at all, a terrible story to it. So, I mean, he had good work with the Iron Man films, but not with Cowboys and Aliens. So things can really change, so I don't have specific favorites that stay for years.
Okay. Now, you've been on the Jay Leno show.
Yes.
What's it like to work with Jay Leno?
Oh, he was so nice. Beforehand, he came into the dressing room, and we were chatting for a while. And Ricky Minor, the band leader, he was so nice, too, beforehand. He actually took me into his recording studio, a really nice guy, too. And then going out there was just amazing. The only little thing was you actually have to walk up a step, and then you get out there, and then you got to walk down another one, and then you got to wave, and then you got to walk down another one. So that's the only little thing I was a little cautious to, but once you get out there, it's so great. I felt great being especially in front of a live studio audience, but Jay is so nice.
Yeah. He's always fun, and what I like about him is that he's nice.
Yes.
You know?
He loves to chat about movies a lot.
Well, Jackson, I'm
great.
Nancy.
Hmm?
Jackson, I'm Nancy, and it's nice to meet you. And a lot of people that know me call me the Movie Queen.
Oh, okay. Well, hello, the Movie Queen.
Hello. I go once a week to the movies by myself.
Uh-huh.
I like to sit close to the front where I don't have to be bothered by everyone. Now, where do you sit when you go to critique a movie?
Usually toward the middle of the section, especially in a stadium-seated type theater in the stadium-seated area. I really don't like sitting right in the front row. But sometimes the front row stadium seating is okay, but usually two, three, maybe four rows back is pretty good, depending on the theater, the place, the stadium seating, the angle, if people block you with their heads or not. It all usually depends, but generally toward the middle.
Well, I think that's exciting. Now, are you collecting movie tickets and things from all the movie theaters you've been to all over the place?
Yeah, I actually do have a little collection, and it's nice to know. I carry a little notebook going in just to take down the previews, actually. Not really, you know, things during the movie, but just the previews, because, you know, I just think it's nice to have those little things if you want to look back on them someday.
Me too. I can never be late. I love the previews.
Yeah, sometimes the previews are actually better than the films themselves, especially if the films are bad.
Now, have you seen the movie The Help?
Yes.
I loved it. I saw it two times. That's another thing I'd like to know. Do you go more than once to see a movie that you really enjoy?
Occasionally, I will go more than once. It depends on, you know, maybe I'll take my mother this time if it's up, if it's a type for her, or maybe I'll go to the drive-ins to see it a second time. If a film is pretty darn good, I will possibly go to it a second time for the fun of it. And The Help is just phenomenal. It really is fantastic performances, Oscar-worthy performances, especially for Viola Davis.
Exactly. Now, my record, I went to the same movie 3 times with
really?
My daughter, all in the same day.
Wow. What movie was that?
It was a dance movie. She's a dancer, so...
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, it's just something funny. I love to go to the movies, and so that's my little story. Well, it's so great to talk to you about these movies.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Jackson, do you get busy? I guess you get busy at certain times of the year, like Memorial Day and then the Christmas season, when all the new movies, the big movies come out.
Absolutely. It gets very busy. I mean, sometimes there's 2 and even possibly 3 movies a week. That's coming up around Thanksgiving time. Yeah, and generally I do get very busy, especially in the summertime where I have a lot more free time on my hands to do more appearances or see a lot more movies than I wouldn't be able to get to see during the school year.
Now, do you have to pay to go into the movies, or do they let you in for free because they know who you are?
Well, actually, we pay to go in, but it's actually reimbursed back into a small check that I get every so often.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that is very nice.
Now, do you, I lost my train of thought. Nancy, do you have any other questions?
Well, what's the movie that's coming out this weekend that I should go see? How about The Debt?
I haven't seen The Debt, but tomorrow night I will be seeing a movie called 7 Days in Utopia, and it's a smaller movie based on a book about a pro golfer who wants to become a better player and a better person, and it's got Robert Duvall and Melissa Leo in it. I believe it's in limited release, but it's a smaller movie, but I haven't seen it yet, so I'll be seeing that tomorrow evening.
Wonderful.
Jackson, well, have you ever been to a movie that was so bad that you walked out in the middle of it?
You know, I can't remember walking out of a movie, because there's always a little bit of hope. You might think, okay, maybe the ending's halfway decent and it doesn't deserve an F. But I have not walked out of a movie yet in my career.
Now, do you watch movies on TV?
Yeah, occasionally.
That gets boring. You don't want to do that.
No, I watch the movies still on TV if I do. I mean, the great thing is occasionally I pop on HBO or something like that, and there's either a movie that I've already seen. Okay, I'll pop in the middle of this. Or, you know, an original movie or something like that. It doesn't really bother me to watch a film on DVD or on TV, on the TV screen that much. I just think, you know, the whole, iPod or iPad,
right,
the whole small screen thing, it's just too small to try to see everything.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you want to parlay this into a career as an adult?
I hope to continue this into my adult career. I also hope maybe I can become either do some talk shows or game shows. I love game shows as well. I think they're really fun and energetic to watch. So hopefully something in the entertainment type act.
Well, I got to tell you, hon, you are terrific. You got
Thank
a great
you.
Personality. You're very articulate and you're very smart. So I think you have a wonderful future ahead of you.
Thank you very much for saying that.
And we would like to have you back on the show again. If you would
okay.
come on periodically and fill us in on the movies, we would
okay.
love that.
Thank you very much.
We will. You know, I'll be in touch with you guys, and we'll hook something up so you come back on with us.
All right. Fantastic.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, and good luck with your school year. I guess school starts next week, huh?
Yes, it does start next week. 1 week
what
left.
Grade are you going in?
I'm going into 8th.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. You're going to be the oldest one now in the middle school, right? Then you go to high school next year.
Correct.
Cool. All right, dear. Thank you so much for coming on our show.
Thanks a lot for having me.
And we're going to have you on again soon.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jackson.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Good night.
So adorable. How cute is he?
Oh, just fabulous. I could talk about movies all day.
Wow. He's unbelievable.
Well, I'd like to remind everyone to listen to our show archives. And this show that we're doing live tonight will be available on Monday or Tuesday. We are thrilled and honored to have an award-winning syndicated newspaper columnist and blogger, She is the author of Knitting with Hospital Gloves, the how-to guide for becoming instant caregivers. I'd like to welcome to Chit Chat Cafe Live, Karen Reinhart.
Hey there, guys. How are you?
Hi, Karen. Well, I'd like to start off by asking you, how often do you find yourself hiding from those killer dust bunnies or the cookie mom with a glass of Chardonnay?
On an hourly basis. As a matter of fact, oh my God, last night I was in my office trying to meet a deadline, and the doorbell rang. And to his credit, my husband was vacuuming, so he didn't hear the doorbell. And it was a little kid. It wasn't the cookie mom. The mom was out in the cul-de-sac, but it was this little, like, miniature, beefy linebacker. He must have been 8. And he was peddling something from his elementary school. And I was just like, oh, no. I thought I was done with all this, you know? And the mom had this, like, you know, she had her hand on her hip, and she had her weight kind of shifted, and she was really scary looking.
Oh. Well, I'm in love with your, are you calling them V-logs, your video logs?
The vlogs, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I especially had to listen again to the one today about the cassette tapes that you found in the attic.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, I even commented about your, you know, what are some ideas to do with these empty cassette tapes?
I still have them. There's still a bag of them in my closet in my office.
Well, you crack me up. You know, I can't ever wait to see what you're going to do next sitting there on the steps. To all of our Chit Chat Cafe Live listeners, we have Karen's website listed on our website, and you can click on there and watch all of these video logs. She sits on the step and just looks darling and talking about life.
Yep.
So I love that you're called the 21st Century Irma Bombeck.
Thank you. That's probably the most flattering and humbling thing anybody has ever said to me in my career. So that's
well, I
thank
believe
you.
It. Well, I'd like to get into it because, you know, I'm in this situation, too. I want to talk about your newest book, The How-To Guide for Caregivers,
yep.
When Your Parents Really Need Your Help. And it's called Knitting with Hospital Gloves, How to Guide for Be a Guide for Becoming Instant Caregivers.
Mm-hmm. Well, that
How
book,
did you get that idea?
That book came about just 6 years ago, actually, is when I first was faced with the situation of being an instant caregiver. My father-in-law fell ill literally right in front of our eyes, and I ended up staying at the hospital in another state with him until my husband could get back, until his other daughters could get back. And it was like walking into or onto another planet. I mean, all of a sudden the doctors were looking at me saying, what meds is he on? What are his health conditions? Is it okay if we do this? We're going to do that. And it was like, I had not experienced anything like that. I was totally blindsided. And the few weeks that I spent with him in the hospital setting just opened my eyes to what young adults and older adults go through every day. And I just thought, how can you ever be prepared for this? I mean, you just don't know when it's going to happen. And, you know, I was talking to a girlfriend of mine, and she said, Karen, the only time I'd ever been in a hospital before my mom had a stroke was when I gave birth. And she goes, and I really didn't, you know, you go to the room, you have your kid, you go home. She goes, it was like being assaulted when I walked into that public area of the hospital. She goes, it was the most horrible feeling ever. And, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, they're not comfortable around doctors and hospitals. It's scary and unknown. But then when you're in that situation at the last minute and you have to make major life decisions, it's even scarier. So,
exactly. Well, and what I was thinking, because I'm in the same situation with my in-laws, and you know what they count on me for, and I can picture you, Karen, they count on me for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's on the phone, just talking about that topic of the day, which is usually strawberry ice cream.
Uh-huh.
So do you find yourself in that role as well?
I very much had that role both with my father-in-law and then in more recent years with my own mother and father. With my father-in-law, I'll never forget sitting there watching, I think it was like Judge Judy or something, something in a million years neither one of us would have watched. But it was just the two of us. We were alone, you know, in the hospital room. And God love him, like 5 minutes before the end of the show, before the verdict came down, he switched the channel.
Oh, no. Isn't that the way?
I was kind of looking at myself from, you know, the outside in going, Karen, I cannot believe you're upset that you're not seeing the last 5 minutes of Judge Judy. But it was just you're in a whole different place. And then with my dad, he was hospitalized, and so I was with my mom, so I was kind of like tap dancing around, entertaining both of them, you know, trying to keep her from being too stressed. My dad was bored out of his gourd in the hospital, so I'd bring in the laptop and show him pictures and play movies and, you know, tap dance around and look in the drawers to do funny things with hospital supplies. I mean, anything, you know, to make the time go by and be a distraction.
Well, I mentioned your videos, but I also like your columns, too, about Father's Day and sick days for mom.
Yeah, the non-existent. Thanks. I have been writing those for 9.5 years now, which as I say that, I can't believe it has been that long. I actually, for the first time this summer, took a little hiatus. I took about 6 weeks off from writing the column to get this last book finished and also just to spend some time with my kids. I think our kids are about the same age. I have two kids in college. And it was
it was literally
the first summer. My daughter was home after her freshman year of college, and my son was working at home this year. And it was literally the first summer I had since they were itty-bitty, you know, where you just wake up and go, it's summer. You know, what are we going to do today? And it was, and I thought, you know, if I don't take this opportunity now, I'm not going to have it again because they're going to go study abroad, and they're going to graduate, and they're going to move out, and, you know. So it was a really nice treat, and I'm so blessed to have a fabulous editor at my newspaper who just said, you take all the time you need, you know, we'll be here for you when you're ready. So I'm actually starting my column up this Sunday. It'll be back in print, so I'm kind of excited about that again.
Well, that would be great. Now, will that be a weekly column?
It is. It's every, and in my local paper, it runs every Sunday, and then Media General puts it up on their syndicated website, and any other Media General-owned newspaper or website can pick it up at any given time.
Well, that's great. Now, you've also written for some of the Amazing Grace series.
Yes, Amazing Grace for Families. One of my columns is in there, and that was really an honor to be in that book. I mean, that's just a fantastic series of books. They're so well done.
Well, Jeff Cavins is the author.
Yes, and Matt Pinto and, oh, God, her name's blanking out. I'm going to have to write an apology tomorrow. We're another
now,
one of the
I'm
editors.
A student of Jeff Cavins.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So I get to see him on a weekly basis, and that's just a thrill, of course.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
Well, what other video logs do you have coming up? Do you have any new ideas?
Well, actually, just before I picked up the phone tonight, I just finished one. I haven't uploaded it to the web yet, but I just finished editing one about stealing space in my neighbor's recycling bin. And my son and I, it's recycling day, and I guess it's a good thing. We have these new rollout recycling bins, so they're as big as the gigantic trash cans that the automated system, the truck picks up. But they only pick up the recycling every 2 weeks now. And I guess it's good that our bin is overflowing because we recycle every single thing we can. But literally, I mean, I still have a bag by the front door. After we hang up, I'm going to go outside and find one of my neighbor's recycling bins that has space in it because I have like a full overflowing bag of newspapers that I have to do something with. So tomorrow on my website will be the video of us sneaking up to the neighbor's house and dropping stuff in there. Recycling bin, yeah.
Karen, where do you get your ideas for your books and your columns? Is it just about life experiences, or
it really is
up in the shower?
Well, it's unfortunately only, well, yeah, the curse of it all is that my mind is always writing something. So if I'm at Target, you know, picking up aspirin, I mean, whatever I see, my mind starts writing it in column form, which can be really disturbing sometimes. But I just am in tune to, you know, what's my dog doing? What are the neighbors doing? What did somebody say on Facebook? I'm just basically waking up and living. The column started actually originally when we moved to North Carolina. My children started riding the school bus to elementary school before here. We had driven them to the little Catholic school. And So when I put them on the school bus, the moms and the other dads and I would stand up at the corner with the kids, and after the bus would leave, we'd stick around and chat and talk. And that's how the whole idea of the bus stop mommies got started. So many of the earliest columns kind of played off on what's happening in suburban America, what's going on in the typical average American family's life, based on mm-hmm. what we talked about every morning and afternoon up at the mm-hmm. corner bus stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just kind of evolved from there.
Do you get a lot of feedback and emails from, you know, fans and followers that, you know, help you would get ideas? Or
I do actually, and I actually have a rough draft column started about the things people have suggested I write about, and so that's actually what I'm working on right now. A lot of times I'll start a column and it'll just brew for a while, and it might take me a week. Sometimes it
you
might
get writer's block.
Yes, or it might take me a year to figure out, oh, this is the direction it needs to go in. But I just started one when I was coming off of hiatus about, you know, it always starts up, hey, have you ever thought about writing about this? Or you should, you know, write about this. And I actually have followed the lead a couple times, you know, when it's fit into the genre. And I do get, for the most part, very, very nice letters. People often say, oh my God, I thought it was the only person who did that or thought like that. Or, oh my God, I don't feel bad about my laundry being all over my dining room table anymore. Or, you know, are you looking in my window writing about me?
Mm-hmm.
And those are the best letters to get, because, I mean, it's nice to know you're not alone. It's nice to know we all share some of the same things and are, you know, feeling imperfect in our daily lives and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I have gotten a few, not very many, but a few really, really nasty letters. Which I have just had to learn to, you know, not let it get to me. At first, it was very hard. It was very hard to have thick skin, especially because I'm thinking, I'm a humor writer. I'm just, you know, it's satire. I'm just me, you know? but yeah, every once in a while, you'll get somebody who just doesn't get it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, that's few and far between.
Can you share your video, Cheap as Dirt, with us?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Your video, Cheap as Dirt. Tell us about that.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, well, I think I actually have a kind of a small series, and I need to do some more of I Am Cheap as Dirt. In other words, I'm frugal, which sounds a little nicer than being cheap. And I was raised by a very, very frugal dad. He grew up with very little, and he's just an American classic of a self-made man. But even to this day, I mean, that's just ingrained in us and ingrained in him that you don't spend more money than you need to. And you always find the cheapest or most frugal and responsible way to get what you need. And what's funny is that a lot of that involved what we now in modern America call being green and recycling before recycling and being green. In other words, reusing things was popular. Because we were raised that you saved everything and you reused everything that you possibly could. Kind of like those empty cassette tapes. I mean, I do not have it in me, literally, just to put those in the trash. I have to think of something to give them a second life. And the other thing I love doing and talking about is my Goodwill shopping. We have a fabulous new Goodwill right down the street from us. It just opened a year or two ago. And I find the most fabulous designer clothes, brand new. I just got an adorable yoga Nike zip-up jacket the other day. $3. It's brand new. Sometimes you'll get stuff with the tags on. And it's so, I mean, not only do I feel like I'm being responsible and I'm staying within my budget, obviously, but, you know, it's recycling, it's being green, and then there's also that, like, thrill of victory of the hunt. It's like, yes! Look what I got, you know?
Well, that's exactly how we feel, too. I think it's fun to act like that. Well, you really help a lot of people, and it's fun connecting with you even on Facebook. I see that you're always posting something fun to make us all smile.
Oh, thanks. I've loved talking to you on Facebook as well.
Well, it's fun to make people smile, and especially back to your book that we're promoting tonight. You know, I keep reminding myself this is a great role to be in, to be able to share some humor with people in need.
Yes. And that's one of the things I emphasize. There are two main points that I repeat throughout the book. One is what you need. You know, I have the top 10 tips, the things to do and what you need when you're an instant caregiver. One of them is to have your strongest spine ever. This is the time where you have to have a backbone. There's absolutely no room for not having the strongest backbone of your life. The other one is to have a sense of humor, because you will be in a corner rocking back and forth in a fetal position if you do not have a sense of humor during all this. It really is a saving grace.
I agree, and I just think that's the best lesson, the life lesson that you can share with everyone with your book. And Karen, we will continue to look for you on Facebook and your website, and we have everything listed on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website for our listeners to find you.
Fantastic.
We loved having you tonight, and we look forward to your next videos and columns, and we wish you much success.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having
me.
Yeah, check the website tomorrow. I'll have that video up on KarenJReinhart.com tomorrow morning.
Well, good. We'd look forward to having you join us again on Chit Chat Cafe Live.
I'd love that.
Well, Karen, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Y'all have a great night.
You too.
Okay.
Well, we'd like to thank our sponsor tonight, St. Croix Orthopedics. We're also thanking Corey King, our producer. Remember, you can enjoy Corey King's music show every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, on Artists First.
I would like to thank our guests, Melania Trump, Jackson Murphy, and Karen Reinhart. Remind everyone to enjoy our show's archives. You can just click on our website, scroll down to the date you want to listen to, click the date, and you can listen to our archives while you're playing on Facebook or doing work. And it's a fun hour to spend with us.
Thank you for joining us tonight on Chit Chat Cafe Live. Now go do something wonderful.